I have another question here live that says, have you ever had a salesperson that hasn't had success in sales yet and they're on the verge of just giving up on sales altogether? If so, how did you get this person to fully commit to finally get them to see results in sales? I'm glad you asked that question because I would urge you to speak to me one-on-one after this call or tomorrow. Reach out to me and have some confidence. Tell me who you are and what you're struggling with. And let me give you everything that you need to do before you give up on sales, because my team and the teams that I've built were known for people that were on the verge of quitting and that weren't well. And some of those people are senior leaders in the company now and the best bankers in the industry. So I would tell you, yes, I've seen plenty of salespeople that felt like it wasn't for them. And then one little thing switched and it started clicking. You see, once you make that first big check, you never look back. I'll give you one scenario of what happened with who's now a senior director. He was on a production letter about to leave my team, and he had 5-6 different leaders, and he thought sales wasn't for him. He was working till midnight every single day. So I get him on my team for 30 days before he's fired. I say, you know, give me a chance with this guy. Let me see what I could do. And I start listening to his calls. And the first problem was, you could hear him on the phone. He sounds like he's on the verge of quitting when he's talking to people, right? So that might be your problem, that you're having these thoughts inside your mind, and whatever you think turns into reality. And in reality, although you know it or don't know it, you sound defeated a little. You're not gonna have the same confidence you have if you say, I'm a great salesperson, sales is for me, I'm doing this forever. You're a different person. So you kinda gotta first create that image, that fictionary image right now, and try to make it nonfiction of you being a great salesperson and walking in and saying like, I'm the top baddest in this office and I'm about to and slaying some loans today. And you approach the day that way. And how do you approach the day that day? Well, it starts with how you warm yourself up before you get to the office, before you get to the chair. You know, like if I wake up in the morning and I snooze my way and I get to work, like I'm gonna have the same exact thoughts in my head. So you gotta change something. What could you change? Wake up in the morning and write down things you're gonna commit to. Work out in the morning, walk outside, do some gratitude, some meditation, some goals, some prayer, whatever it is that gets you focused for the day. Start your day off like that and put yourself into existence. Close your eyes and envision yourself being a top salesperson. How does it feel? How does it look? How do you dress? How do you walk into the office? How do you sound on the phone? How do you hang up the phone? What are the comments you make after you hang up the phone? How does your email look? How does your text look? You put that into existence. So anyways, with this guy, he was so like tight on the phone, tense, scripted. He wasn't having fun. And I told this guy straight up, I said, listen, man, you got a great personality. You're a sports wizard. I mean, sports is a great thing to talk about. I never hear you talking about sports. Like, why don't you talk about all the stuff in your life going on? Why don't you talk to somebody like you talk to me at a bar? Why don't you bring your personality out there? So once he started bringing his personality out there, what happened? He started getting keychains from clients and thank you cards. And his whole game changed because he was creating friendships on the phone. And he stopped thinking like, I'm going to get fired. I'm not making money. Like, this isn't for me. He took that out of his head and he started building positive wins and positive momentum off of those wins. The second thing we did is he had a bad problem where every time something negative would happen, he would do something negative about it. Let me give you an example. We'll have a 1-hour conversation with somebody. He thinks he got the deal. He's pumped up. Then the client will hit him and say like, hey, that sounds great, man. I need a couple days. I'm going to shop this around. I'll get back with you. Right then and there, he would say something like, oh, all right, man. Well, just give me a call when you're ready then. Hangs up and he's mad. Negative action equals a negative action from him. Negative impact, right? You put two negatives together, you get another pile of negatives. And that's gonna keep going and going. So I told him, look, we gotta change that, man. When somebody hits you with something like that at the end, I want you to do the opposite of that. Take the pedestal out, kiss their ass, give them the best brand that you ever gave them before, and give them your all right there because you just built a house. Why are you gonna knock down your house the last 3 minutes? You spent 57 minutes and you're gonna waste the last 3 getting upset and hanging up, which by the way, everybody could tell that you're upset. From a client on the phone, I could tell that, right? Instead, say like, look, man, I totally understand. And here's the thing, I want you to shop. I want you to get the best deal. But let's just go back to what we talked about. We talked about how the most important thing to you is taking care of your family. You have this much in the bank. At the end of the day, shopping, you could shop till you drop. There's 40,000 people out there and they all offer the same thing. I'm gonna be your guy from start to finish and I promise you, I'm gonna get you the best deal. As a matter of fact, if you hear anything better, come back to me. If you need till tomorrow morning, that's fine. I'll send you an email, I'll send you a text. I want you to have a phenomenal night. And if you have any questions at all, whether you go with me or not, let me know and I still have your back, man. You have my cell phone number, call me any day, anytime. And like, if you end it like that with somebody that's definitely gonna shop and you can't take them out of there after trying to rebuttal and close and close and close, end it on a good note. Then send them a text. Mark, I was thinking about you, about to head out of the office here. It's 10:30 at night. This is the kind of service you could expect from me as I'm working with you. I grind all night for my clients. Then in the morning, I come in, hey, good morning, Mark. No rush, man. Let me know if you have any questions. Wanted to send you this article that I found useful about equity in the home. We were talking about it yesterday. Check it out. And like, that's 3-4 positive actions on one thing that you think is negative. And then what ends up happening? Well, the client's like, shit, this guy's a professional. And the client ends up working with you because you use your emotions the right way instead of using your emotions to get upset. So those were two major things we changed for him: breaking him out of his comfort zone and getting him a little loose, having some fun. And number two, replacing every single negative action with 3 positive actions. Now, I don't know who asked that question, but I would ask you, are those two things that you're doing? Every single time you get a, when you get a hang up, do you send a text, an email, and a voicemail? That's 3 positives for every hang up. When you get somebody that wants to shop you, do you send them a text in the evening, text in the morning, the best email you ever sent them to make sure they remember you? When a client's cussing you out on the phone, do you calm them down? The best way to calm them down and tell them that you still have their back and you appreciate their time, you understand their frustration. So every time you're dealing with something negative, do you get negative back or could you replace it with positives? Then if I listen to your phone call, are you being scripted? Or would I hear somebody that's being charismatic, loose, having fun on the phone? Those are the kind of things I'd be asking. And to answer your question, yes, it's definitely possible. I wouldn't give up unless you say, I did everything that you told me, Ace. And I used all the plays. I followed up land, air, and sea. I built emotions. I built relationships. I mastered objections. I came in early. I stayed late. I had fun. I was confident. I prepared myself for the day. If you could say yes to all of those questions, then yeah, I could say you could leave sales. But if you can't say yes to all those questions, it's not over yet till the fat lady sings.
Hey, thanks so much for watching the video. I hope you're enjoying it. If you'd like to see a bunch more content exclusively for you, sales, leadership, mindset, business, growth, click right down here below and hit subscribe for me. Every single week, you're going to get exclusive content delivered to you first. We also have a link in the bio with all of our products and coaching. We'd love to help you 10x your business and 10x your sales. Thank you for being a part of the community. We appreciate you.